Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You probably learned this in life, but it's important to just be reminded of it already here again this morning. It's not always good to follow the crowd. A few years ago, there were some Turkish shepherds who were watching over their flock, about 1,500 sheep, and they saw them jump over a cliff. One jumped, a second jumped, then a dozen jumped, and then with sheep, if you ever spent time with sheep, you know what happens next. Sheer pandemonium. And the shepherds tried to do everything they could to stop this process. Hey, over here. They pointed in direction. They yelled at the top of their lungs. Then 100 jumped. And at the end of the brief moment that probably took about 15 minutes, it was reported, 1,500 sheep jumped over the cliff. 450 survived. The other 450 died jumping over the cliff. About 450 died. About 1,000 survived, mainly because they landed on the sheep that had jumped first. True story. What were the sheep thinking? They weren't. I actually think they were thinking. I have an optimistic opinion of sheep. You know what I think they were thinking? Something that most humans think, and that's this. Hey, if one does it, it's kind of crazy. I'm not going to follow him. But hey, if 100 sheep are jumping over the cliff, there's got to be something really exciting on the end of that valley. And they jumped. Now, we're a lot smarter than sheep. I understand that. I'm not suggesting we're equal to sheep. But isn't it true we've got to be careful? Because we can fall into the pattern and habit of following customs and patterns of the crowd. And before you know it, we start to think such things. Well, if one person does it, they must be crazy. But if 100 people are doing it, wow, it must be a good idea. And sooner or later, there we are joining in with the crowd, so to speak. I think one subtle reminder here is Jesus is addressing a crowd. He's sitting up on a mountain. This is a fulfillment, by the way, of the Psalms. The Psalms once talked about a man who would come, who would sit on a mountain and open his mouth. This is a fulfillment of one of the Psalms here. Jesus does this in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And I think one little takeaway from this text is that Jesus is saying, don't always follow the crowd. Blessed are the poor in spirit, he says. And the poor in spirit are those that oftentimes didn't join the great crowd that was around Jesus. The poor in spirit were those people who came from different regions and different ethnicities. They weren't to be included. The poor in spirit included those who didn't have the right vocations or careers. Tax collectors, we know. Prostitutes. Certain kinds of shepherds. Those who were poor in spirit included those that were divorced. I'm thinking of the woman at the well in John chapter 4. Blessed are the meek, Jesus says. They weren't included in the crowd either. The weak were those who had physical infirmities. Mark chapter 1 details a man that has to be transported from his mat through a roof. He wasn't to be included in the crowd. It included those people who might not have had the right pedigree intellectually. They hadn't studied under the right kind of rabbi or teacher in the community. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Oftentimes, the peacemakers weren't included in the group because they were taken advantage of by others. The peacemakers weren't given the lofty positions in the community because they didn't expand boundaries. They were peacemakers. Jesus says, blessed are those who mourn. Those weren't included in the group because they were bad luck. If you hang around them, maybe their losses will become yours. There was a lot of pressure in Jesus' day to be a part of the group. Oklos in the Greek. The crowd. The crowds grew. They were big in Jesus' day. To fit in. To be one in the number. Dear friends, let's pause for a moment here this morning and realize that this same pressure is on us. I think sometimes we take false comfort. I'm going to call it out this morning. We take false comfort in thinking that if we're in the majority, then we should take comfort. We sometimes think if we vote and we were in the majority on whatever issue it was with the United States, hey, we must be okay. We sometimes think that if we're in the majority for how things are decided within our state, hey, then if as long as we're in the majority, we can take comfort. Even in the community, there's that pressure. If we are a part of the in crowd in Philomath, whatever that in crowd is, you fill in the blank, then we must be okay.